Hello, everybody. What's up? It is Elijah Costo, and you are listening to my show Spotlight Song of the Week here on Anchor FM. But today, I am starting a new podcast section here on Anchor FM. Yes, I just started a new one yesterday about Spotlight Song of the Week, but I am actually going to be starting another one on here. So I'm going to have two podcasts here on Anchor FM, and this one is going to be called Favorite Game of the Week. So what is Favorite Game of the Week? Well, let me tell you about it. I will pick out one of my favorite games every week to come and tell you guys here on Anchor FM. And I'll just tell you what I know about the game because I really don't. If it's a game I've played before, normally I'll tell you a whole thing about it. But and if I don't, then I'll tell you what I know about it. But this is my first episode of Favorite Game of the Week, and let's get right into it. So favorite game today's favorite game of the this week's favorite game of the week is let's go with Dungeon Defenders, one of my favorite games called Dungeon Defenders. What is Dungeon Defenders? Well, I'll go ahead and tell you. Dungeon Defenders is a multiplayer game that you can play either on Xbox One, PlayStation. I think they've came up with PlayStation. I don't really know, but I know for sure you can play it on Xbox One, Xbox 360, and I just saw a video of it. They came out with a Dungeon Defenders 2. Now, we're only going to talk about the first one, but maybe in another video I'll talk about the second one. Maybe in another podcast I'll talk about the second one, I meant. But back to the first one. Dungeon Defenders is a multiplayer or single player game that you can play on Xbox 360, which I have on my Xbox 360. Play as a apprentice. You can either play as a monk, a squire, or a huntress. Now, those are the four different classes you can pick, and you can go as high. And there's different levels you can be. So obviously, you start out with level zero, but you automatically get your first upgrade. You can either upgrade your health, your damage, your speed, your casting rate. There's a lot of hold up, a lot of different upgrades and different weapons. It's just that you have to try to pick which upgrades you pick on your character the best you can, and also you also have to pick the right upgrades for your weapons as well. Now, leveling up. You have to go and play missions and challenges because it does have challenges on there as well. You play missions and challenges, and depending on which difficulty you do, between easy, medium, hard, insane, or insane plus, whichever one you pick, depends on you, but which one you pick determines how much XP you get and what kind of weapons you can get from the shop. Now, about the shop, you have to have the right amount of mana to go and buy stuff. If you don't, then you have to go and do missions. And upgrading your weapons makes them more powerful, but it can also screw up because you can only upgrade it a certain amount of times. Once you reach the maximum level, you can't upgrade it any. Health. Each time you upgrade your hero's health, it makes the number go up. But the only thing is, once you're doing missions, take too much damage and you will die. The only thing is that when you're doing missions by yourself, you want to try not to die during the last wave. If it's like a boss wave or anything like that, I'm like, I've played the game before. I even have it on my Xbox right now. I have it installed because I paid like $15 for the game, which is not that bad, but I'm stuck on the last level now. I've tried so many times to do it, and I've always thought of strategies of figuring out how to go and beat it. I still haven't figured out a way of beating it, but I've watched some videos on YouTube, and I've figured out that on the summit, that you have to have multiple players to do it. I really don't know who does. I really don't know who does Dungeon Defenders, plays Dungeon Defenders, and really I don't have a gold membership, but hopefully I will be able to have enough money to go and get gold so that I can play with other people so that they can help me on the summit. But back to what I was saying about Dungeon Defenders, it is, yes, it is a single player and multiplayer game. You can play online, you can play on Xbox Live if you have a gold membership for it. Yeah, there's different challenges you can do where one of them is like, and you have to, they do have recommended hero levels for them, meaning that it's suggested that you must, it suggests you don't have to be, but it's suggested that you be that certain hero level. So, like, for the No Towers Allowed challenge, means you gotta go through all the waves, all 8 waves, 1 through 8. You have to go through all of them with no towers, no defenses at all. I tried that one time. Well, you might have figured out what happened. I died. No, I didn't die. I failed the challenge. But yeah, some of those challenges are really hard. The only one I've been able to pass is the Ogre Crush, which Ogre Crush is where you only fight ogres and you have to go, I think it's 5 waves of Ogre Crush. And I've beat it, but the recommended level was 45. I think I was like 30, 31 or 32, level 32, and it was a recommended level 45. Tell me that wasn't like impossible to do. It, tell me that wasn't hard to do. Trust me, it was. And let's talk about enemies here. I've been talking about the heroes and the upgrades and the missions and the challenges and everything but like that. That's all cool and stuff like that, but let's talk about the enemies in this game. You will face enemies in this game that will try to hurt you and stuff like that. Pretty much the whole point of the missions is to defend the Etheria Crystal, the core, the whole objective. Defend the Etheria Crystal. And those enemies will try to go and break through your defenses and destroy the crystal. And if the crystal gets destroyed, you will fail. You will fail the mission, and you will have the opportunity to either go back to the tavern or and retry, restart from the beginning, retry the mission. Yeah. You have to go and make sure to defend the Etheria Crystal, because if you don't, you will fail. Enemies. There are different enemies like goblins, archers, dark elf archers or dark elf mages. The dark elf mages are ones you want to try to kill first before anything else. And they also, and all the enemies do have different levels, and as they go up the levels, they have more health. And they will damage you more. Trust me, I've played on Insane before, and I've died. I don't think I've died because I've leveled up my heroes a lot doing Insane mode. And Insane mode's pretty hard because the enemy's health are like above 1,000 health points. And I'm like, and the first time I played that one, I'm like, whoa, man, those are high health points right there, and they were. But yeah, I mean, like, yeah, those that it was hard the first time I done it, but as soon as I kept on trying it and kept on trying it, I kept on beating it and kept on beating. And that's what you want to do. If you fail the first time, try to go and do a different level and level up your characters. And once you do that, go back to the mission that you failed on and try again. But don't do the same strategy as you did the last time. Try a different strategy. That's what I've been doing since I've went and played Dungeon Defenders. I've always tried to figure out of different strategies to beat the bosses, defend the Etheria Crystal, and make sure all my defenses are good and repaired and stuff like that. And you can even upgrade your defenses as well to make them deal more like that and make them go faster at shooting projectiles at the enemies. Now, as I was saying about the Dark Elf mages, you want to make sure you want to defeat those first if they are in the game, in the mission that you're doing, because if you don't, any enemies that are around them or really close to or really far away from them, if they're still alive, they will heal themselves and they will also heal enemies nearby them. And you don't want that to happen. You want to try to go and defeat the enemies before the Dark Elf mages can heal them. And sometimes in some of the missions, you don't have them in them, but you want to make sure you defeat those first. And then some of the other ones are the ogres I've told you about. Those are the harder ones to defeat. Like the green ones are like have 6,000 health points. And you want to make sure you have a good leveled up hero to do to defeat those. And there's also the gray ones as well, which have over 10,000 health. And then there's the super wyverns, which I would think has the most amount of health, except for the bosses. Those have 20. Almost 20,000 health points. And the one mission that I'm stuck on, the summit, that's the one mission I'm stuck on. I haven't figured out how to do it, but I've heard in videos before, as I told you guys before, you have to have multiplayers to do it. That dragon is called the Ancient Dragon for the final boss level. And once you beat that, you beat the game. You get everything in that open door game, which if you start playing the game first time, you will see a door that has an open sign on it that has the word open on it and like a box, a rectangular box, and it has the sign open on it. First time I went and watched this video to figure out, how do you get the open door open? Well, the first words out of this person's mouth was to get the open door open. There, I'm speaking too fast. Sorry about that, guy. To get the open door open, you have to beat the game. And I'm like, okay, well, that's all I needed to hear. That's all I needed to hear. So after I beat the summit, which is the final boss, which is the ancient dragon, I saw this guy before, and I saw how much health points he had. He had 75,411 health points. I'm like, phew, that's a lot. But the only thing is that I've tried this level twice and I've failed both times because I didn't go and repair my defenses. And every time that I would go and try to defeat this dragon, I've gotten it so close to like 15 or 20% left of health because I've gotten it down to like 13,000 something. And all I needed to do was hit it with the ballista one more time. And then I just hit it with my arrows because I was using the Huntress on the final level, and one of the crystals were destroyed, and I failed. Now, talking about crystals, different levels will have different amounts of crystals. Now, talking about amounts here, first few levels, you only have to deal with one etheric crystal. Not so bad, eh? Well, now. Some levels you will have to deal with dos crystals, two crystals. You will have to deal with two etheric crystals, and you have to defend them both. And if one of them gets destroyed, game over. Even if the other one still has a lot of health points left, if one of them gets destroyed, it's game over, and you'll have to try it again. And then some of them you'll have to deal with thrace crystals, thrace. Meaning three crystals, an unbelievable three crystals. Any one of them gets destroyed, if anyone get any of them gets destroyed, it will be game over. Well, guys, that's gonna do it for this first episode of Favorite Game of the Week. As I said again, guys, this week's favorite game, as I said again in the beginning of the show, was Dungeon Offenders. It is a single-player multiplayer game, and you can find it on Xbox 360. in the game in the store for $14.99 plus tax if it is added. Make sure you go and listen to this. Make sure to go and listen to first podcast, Spotlight Song of the Week here on Anchor FM, and I'll probably make another episode. I'll probably make another podcast either of Spotlight Song of the Week or this new podcast that I made, Favorite Game of the Week, and possibly I'll have a special guest on the show. But until then, you guys are listening to Favorite Game of the Week here on Anchor FM with your host, Elijah Casto. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.